JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, we look at the opening of the Claremont Health Center of Excellence. And stick around for Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Stay with us. Residents of Claremont and surrounding areas in St. Anne will no longer have to travel miles in search of primary health care. This after the recent official opening of the Claremont Health Center of Excellence by Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson, bringing to 4 the number of such facilities across the island, one in each regional health authority. Our reporter Brian Miller shares the details.
Minister of Health, Dr. Fenton Ferguson, has officially opened the Claremont Health Center of Excellence in St. Anne. The scope of work carried out on the Claremont Health Center involved the reconstruction and refurbishing of a 50-year-old facility which was already in place and providing furniture, equipment, and an ambulance for the new look center. The project was financed by the National Health Fund, NHF, at close to $41 million. Addressing the opening ceremony for the facility, Minister Ferguson says the concept of the Health Centers of Excellence is to create a seamless referral system from secondary to primary health care and vice versa.
We recognize that a dollar spent at the primary care level is a better dollar spent relative to our per capita treatment.
Minister of Health, Dr. Fenton Ferguson. He says several persons visit hospitals because they view them as one-stop facilities. However, the intention is to create one-stop facilities at the primary health care level with the introduction of the Health Centers of Excellence. Brian Miller reporting from Claremont St. Anne for Roundabout JA.
By 2030, Jamaica hopes to have increased its ability to cope with natural and man-made hazards such as hurricanes and earthquakes and reduce the loss of lives and property when these events occur. This hope will be made a reality under Vision 2030, Jamaica National Development Plan, to transform Jamaica into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And on the community notice board, residents of Southeast St. Andrew are invited to the annual Constituency Development Fund consultation on July 2 at the Unity Church Hall on Fairway Avenue starting at 6 p.m. And the Edwin Allen High School, in association with Lime, presents its 50th anniversary celebration and reunion togetherness Friday, July 4 at the school in Frankfield, Clarendon. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
When I was a boy, I lived in the country. I used to live with my grandparents, my aunt, my uncle, and a cousin, which is a girl. We all share the same dining table. But if my cousin, this girl, made a mistake when she came to the table without a green bush or fingers, I would have my green bush somewhere on the table. And I shouted to her, "Green bush! Don't have one of the green bush, should have to give me some for dinner." We also used to play lapwing. If she doesn't have lapwing on her fingers when she start eating, I would ball lapwing and she would put it under her toes, under the table. But it was an enjoyable time in my young days. My name is Oliver Jackson and I'm from Mount Ogle in St. Andrews.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And this is how we end today's Trek Roundabout JA. Remember to join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ann Carr with studio engineer Joel Samuels. Until we do this again, continue to walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.